The true real thing about us, if we sit with ourselves, we actually are good enough, no matter what. We are worthy, no matter what. And it's that connection that's lost, that inner trust, trusting the intuition, our inner teacher. I am worth it to actually resolve this, trusting the process. I know that there's always a solution, no matter what. And whatever it is, however it presents itself, always it's a learning curve. It's the journey. It's an adventure. It's not all smooth sailing. It's presented to us in many ways, but it's working through it and just trusting the process.
You have the ability to awaken and harness your inner power. It lies in surrendering and embracing who you truly are, allowing you to finally listen and tune into your gentle, friendly, and loving voice inside of you that never stops navigating and whispering to you what truly works and serving you well to where you want to be and who you are meant to become. In this episode, I dive into our honest, authentic, and open conversations with our next guest on how we eventually give ourselves permission to align our authentic selves and truth. Also, how you too can awaken your inner power now. Our next guest is a wellness coach, the founder of Nourish Ways, recently won an award as Best Holistic Wellness and a Healing Company 2023 South Africa from MEA Markets or Middle East and Africa Markets. Here is Empower Your Life's new episode with Claudia Pashivalo. Another episode to empower your life to the next level. Enjoy.
Claudia, congratulations once again. I'm super proud of you and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Cindy Marie. Thank you. It's an honor to be here and thank you for this opportunity to share this platform with you.
Awesome.
I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll start with Claudia. What story you haven't shared before and you are ready to share now about your journey in awakening your inner power?
Okay, so my story is, I think a lot of people resonate with this story because we have the similar story.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from childhood events, relationships, interactions with people, friendships,
mm-hmm.
Working space, realizing that I had a lot of limiting beliefs about myself, and I believed those limiting beliefs were true.
Yes.
I believed, I told myself, I wasn't good enough. I didn't matter. I always put people first,
mm-hmm.
Before myself.
Yeah.
And I guess also in the upbringing that I had, I was constantly in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that emotional availability to me. So I had to kind of figure that out myself. And it was quite a challenging journey.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, meeting friends, it kind of put the spotlight on friendships, relationships, how I was interacting with people. And I would always put them on a pedestal and always think highly of them and always wanted to impress and please to my detriment.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't have to do that. I can just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some work that I had to do on my own. And figure things out, like creating boundaries,
mm-hmm.
listening to people, and then taking a moment before I think it's me, first reaction,
mm-hmm.
taking the time to just think what they're saying. And it's all about how they're treating me is not about me. It's about them.
Mm.
And that's a lesson that I have learned over and over again.
Yes.
And I had to kind of, hey, check in with myself, because I never put myself first. Like, I also grew up in a situation where people, you know, you're not heard. You're just seen there. It's say what I do, but not do what I say kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see me, but you don't really see me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how I was kind of living. And then I just was slowly awakening to this. I can't carry on like this. I just can't accept being treated like this. But it was those beliefs that also attracted that kind of even nonverbal cues, how people were responding to me.
Yeah.
So not necessarily saying something, you know, but it just said a lot, you know. So I learned that I need to look within, and I've got some deep work to check in with myself. And this is where the concept awaken your inner power, where I realized I am worthy no matter what. And that goes for everybody else.
Yes.
You know, self-worth, we don't take it seriously. We don't think about it. We're carrying on with our day-to-day things. But wait a minute, what do I think of myself? Do I accept myself? Where am I giving my power away?
Yeah.
So these are things I've had to learn, and just now it's now part of me, you know. I'm awakened to this inner power and standing in it, you know, and just kind of, okay, process, this has happened, or this what this person has said this about me, but knowing how to respond and knowing who I am. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons. It's knowing who you are.
Yeah. You know, I so many areas that you mentioned earlier that reflected on me, because I was like that. And I've shared with you my story about people pleaser. And I'm super curious, like, in what particular situation, like what we call climactic event, whereby that's it. Because if it's okay to share with you my story on that climactic event, it was during a point of time when I was still in corporate journey. I just felt that despite of many times that I have trying to validate myself, that I am capable, I am hyper achiever, you know, performer, I can do this, da, 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 da. But I still felt like what you said, I also have that limiting beliefs within me, and also from the people that I realized I wasn't in the right environment. And I just all told to myself that, you know, people always telling me that I'm different. So I embraced that finally at that moment that, yeah, okay, let's embrace that this time that I'm different. I'm going to quit. So I quit that job without any backup. It's scary, but I just know that deep inside of me, I'm doing the right thing. So I'm super curious what particular event you can remember that you told to yourself that that's it, I'm going to quit, or whatever situation that may be, that I would say a part of your awakened inner power.
Similar to your situation, it was also just happened to be in a work situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was in a working environment where I was told I was valued, you know, what I bring to the environment. But actually, behind my back, I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, because other things transpired where that person chose somebody else over me when this person was wrong, because we were in a mediation. I thought, no, this is against my grain. This is against my morals. I cannot be in a situation where the one person was stood up for in the mediation, and although I was told I was valued, I wasn't really valued for what I brought, you know, to the workspace. And I felt it, and I also left that environment.
High five to us.
I left because I thought, no, I'm worthy. I am more than this. I'm better than this. And I appreciate what I bring to the space, you know, our value. Why can't people see, you know, that? So it was that situation that brought me to the coaching, you know, coaching people now to awaken themselves, that they don't have to settle for what they're settling for, or being treated, you know, the way they are being treated, if it's unfairly or if it's being dismissive, you know. I think it's very important in the workspace, because we spend a lot of time in the workspace.
Yes, yes. Most of the time. I mean, that's the first time. I mean, how can I say that? This is almost what we spend or consume our time with if we are working at the corporate world.
Exactly. So it's not only being appreciated, but also knowing you're doing your best all the time. You are enough. You know what to do. We sometimes think we don't know, but we actually do, you know? There's always a way. I believe we are more powerful and resourceful than we actually think we are. We don't think about it, but it's actually there, you know? Yeah. And to help us, guide us, not only in the workspace, but in everyday life, you know, all interactions with friends, family, how we show up in the world.
It's to follow up with this conversation, because I think I completely agree with you that we know, but I think what many people have already, you know, the understanding of inner power have becoming like deeper, lower here, that the limiting beliefs becoming the overpowering everything. And so my next question, or to follow up our conversation, would be, what do you think that most people missing out the deeper understanding of having that inner power, that because of that missing of understanding, this delaying, you know, the delaying the full potential that we can be? Because just like you, hearing this from many clients, or even just a casual conversation, or listening by conversation by other people around you, you just know that there's many limiting beliefs that they have in there, that they believe because of that constant conversation of negativity, for example, making them believe that this is it. But what do you believe in your experience through your work with a lot of clients, or in your, you know, in your field before, that you believe that this is the missing piece as why many people don't have that deeper understanding about inner power? Therefore, it delays, you know, the full potential experience.
Cindy Marie, to answer your question, I think that it's connection. Helping people connect to themselves. And we are so distracted with social media, with our phones, with we have to do this, we got to do this, we've got our to-do lists. So we don't really take the time to connect with ourselves. And going for a walk, say, for instance, you start thinking about things. Yes, you think about that to-do list and I need to do this. But then it's a way of also, oh, but this happened. Why did it happen? I didn't like the way I felt. Storing emotions. And I think it also happens when you least expect it, when you get these like little whispers. Like check in, connect, because your intuition knows, it's trying to tell you, it's trying to, okay, you're not thinking very well of yourself, you know, you're giving your power away here. We are missing that connection with ourselves. It's going into that deep part of ourselves, and it is deep because it's checking in with self-love, self-acceptance. Do I have healing work to do? You know, it's got to do with do I accept myself for who I am? What am I showing out there? How am I being out there? Is it opposite to what I believe? You know, because I think people are too scared sometimes to believe, you know, to say, I'm actually a good person, you know. I'm doing my best, but there's also comparisons.
Yeah.
You know, and then we think, I wish I could be like him or her or have that or this. Then we also lose that connection instead of trusting ourselves. So I think that's also a thing that's missing. We need to meet ourselves, to trust ourselves, to connect within, and to go through these, like I said, self-acceptance, self-love, start the healing process, whatever it is for any person, you know? So they could then link, you know, what they believe of themselves. So I'm not good enough. Or, you know, whatever the case may be, that the true, real thing about us, if we sit with ourselves, we actually are good enough, no matter what. We are worthy, no matter what. And it's that connection that's lost, that inner trust, trusting the intuition, our inner teacher. Because of, I think, all the distractions. And then we build up these limiting beliefs. We build it up and that wall grows higher, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's coming back within, going back, you know, starting with the basics.
Oh, yes. Oof. I love it. I think this is also the simplicity, right? We're back to classic, as what we said. And I think just want to add on to what you said, which is very powerful, the connection. And what I have observed with many people, regardless of whether clients or family members or friends, we now missing of the point of having that fear of doing nothing. We constantly going to be busy. We feel we are slowly, not slowly, but really being programmed that we're going to hustle. If you're not doing anything, just simply sitting, just simply watching the tree, just simply spending time with the nature, it felt like people will have that labeling, you know, and also the slowing things down.
Yes.
I think many people forgetting that when we slow things down, we're actually allowing that space to connect within ourselves. But I believe also, in my experience and also in my understanding, we have this tendency to suppress that, you know, ignore that, because that's difficult. That's challenging to attend to. But many people believe that as we ignore that, we are removing that in our lives. But in fact, we're actually making it worse. Is that right?
I agree with you. And that's why it takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to sit with yourself and do some homework.
So I think now, I guess you're hearing this a lot, not only by people you chat or having conversation with, but also on digital world, that I have no time for this. I am too busy. I don't know where, or I don't know how, I don't know what. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to challenge you with this question. What is one particular powerful tip to really awaken that inner power within someone that they won't have any excuse, that through this, when you do this, you have no excuse, you can do it even after listening or watching this episode. You don't need any, you know, fancy material resources or tool whatsoever. You can start with this. If you do it every day, you will eventually start the connection within your inner power. What's your powerful tip?
I would say the affirmation, I am worthy. It's simple, but if you're too busy, check in with yourself. What am I worth? I'm worthy of building myself up. I am worthy of trusting myself so I can trust others and trust my decisions. You know, it's going back to that question. You know, what does that self-worth mean? Because you are worthy. And just reminding yourself and taking you, guiding you, taking you through the space of all questions. I need to stop for 5 minutes because I am worth it. I am worth it. Stop and pause. Let me check, how am I feeling emotionally?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am worth it. Why am I worth it? Because I'm noticing that actually, when I react instead of responding,
mm-hmm.
I'm giving my power away.
Yes.
So I want to build myself up.
Mm-hmm.
I am worthy of connecting. I am worthy of trusting myself. Even if you just start saying those words, I'm enough. I'm doing my best.
Yes.
Even if you start with those affirmations or phrases, and slowly the connections, you will open up more. There's going to be more to it. There's going to be maybe stories or events that you've kind of suppressed, like you said,
mm-hmm.
that have outgrown themselves in a way that you actually cannot handle it.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I am worth it to actually resolve this, because I want to do better. I want to be better. My self-development, I want to improve on it for whatever reason, to build yourself up, because you've got the power. It's just, it's there. We all do. It's just that you are worthy of it.
Yes, I agree 100%. However, and I think when I'm about to say this, I think you also hear this. Some people will be pessimistic about affirmation. They say, I have tried many times, didn't work. What do you think that missing from there? Why it doesn't work? Is it the limiting beliefs is more powerful, that of course you have to go through with the professionals, let's say? Or is it because you don't believe it? It's because some people would say that's just words, even though they tried it, but it doesn't work. Anything that you believe that missing from that practice, that's why it doesn't work?
Right. So I think for some people it will work,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it won't work. But then for those people, they perhaps need to start unpacking, what do I believe in?
Mm.
Do I believe in myself and how I show up in the world?
Yeah.
Do I trust myself? Am I happy how I show up in the world?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess it's more of, if it's not an affirmation, it's an unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe deep healing that's needed. Something needs to be resolved that mm-hmm. has gone unchecked, you know? And it is a difficult one, because yes, affirmations don't work for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think self-awareness, when you ask these questions, you know, about self-worth, about the limiting beliefs, what's making you believe this, like digging deep, unpacking. Because there are certain situations that have made someone think, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows up in different ways. So it could have happened in childhood, and then it comes up again in a relationship, but in a different way. But it's the same thing. I feel unloved. I feel uncared for. I don't feel my needs are met. I feel I'm misunderstood.
Mm.
So it's going deep there. That's more than an affirmation to check in. And you'll still dig up the self-worth thing. You're still going to come back to that somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it boils down to giving yourself a permission to have that space, not to be afraid of investing to yourself this time, that it's not a selfish act, especially for most of us that, you know, committed and sign up for this purpose-driven journey. And it's not going to be easy, but we do our best, and we have to, I guess, because then we are not able to help other people as well who's in need. And because of that, I'm super curious for this question, you know, after this being recognized with your business, right, in South Africa, I guess the demand will start to increase, and maybe it could be overwhelming to you. But then you have this purpose. You sign up for this. You are so committed with this, and you want to show up, do and be the best you can. So how do you keep yourself optimistic, Claudia?
Cindy Marie, I keep myself optimistic by knowing there's always a way.
Mm.
There's always a way, and trusting in the process. Whatever that process is, I just trust and keeping the faith. That's kind of been my motto in life, keep the faith. Also, gratitude, mm-hmm. you know, being thankful. It also keeps me optimistic. But I would say the big one is just trusting the process. I know that there's always a solution, no matter what, you know. And whatever it is, however it presents itself, always it's a learning curve. It's learning. It's the journey. It's an adventure. You know, it's not all smooth sailing. You know, it's presented to us in many ways, but it's working through it and just trusting the process and being confident in who you are, knowing that it's going to work out, you know, always, even if A, it presents itself as A and continues as B, or you have certain expectations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's always a solution no matter what.
I love it. And to add it with this optimism, you know, for people like us in an entrepreneurial world where everything very unknown, you know, the season of reaping is not every season. It's really seasonal, right? And so I would like to ask you, what do you suggest for other people who are the same founders as you, entrepreneurial as you, in a small, you know, beginning of their journey, and they felt like they know the trusting the process, because, you know, you have to understand that you are taking out of your comfort zone. Therefore, you've got to trust the process and have that leap of faith. But what can you suggest more to those people who are the same in your journey, in the beginning of their journey as a founders or entrepreneur, to really understand what do you mean of trusting the process? How can I embody trusting the process? Because it requires a lot of work, that trusting the process. So could you dive in more into trusting the process mean?
Yes. I believe it's taking one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you have a vision. So chunk down that vision.
Mm.
You know how the bigger picture looks and what you want? Break it down into small steps. What do I need to do? What do I want to do? How do I want this to look like for me? How do I want it to work out for me? And I would say one step at a time. So maybe you start with, you need to do research on something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's, you need to find a mentor or a coach or speak to people, network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see what is happening out there. Will it work for you? Although you've got your, what you do want to do in the world, but just checking in. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily saying, oh, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm just checking in, you know, doing your research, investigations, and following your intuition.
Yes.
And going with what you believe. What's your intention?
Mm.
And I think that can take you a long way. Just starting with those small steps, because really it's the small steps make the big steps.
I agree 100%. I remember when I learned that, one of the things that I've learned until now that I have discovered that I can always share how small step of action can really help you over time is I used to not a big fan of reading books, but now I can't live without it. I started 5 minutes. So every time I was telling this to people or to my clients, if they're not really a big fan, let's say personal development, just feel the book.
Yes.
Feel the book for now until it embodied, it energizes in your whole being, and then you flip it. Just flip it, flip it, flip it. I guess, you know, that kind of small step, I don't think everyone, just for giving an example for everyone to have an idea, the same thing with entrepreneurial or as a founder in a company, because this is going to be challenging. And I love you mentioned the other thing is stop comparing ourselves, because that's really the thief of our success.
Yes.
You agree?
I totally agree with you, Cindy Marie, because this is our own journey.
Mm.
And what you bring into the world is powerful. It's authentic. And I believe that if we trust ourselves, know who we are, we don't need to compare ourselves. We can learn from others. You know, we can learn and see what's happening around us, people in the same, you know, workspace, what are they doing? We can learn. But to compare, we are different people.
Yes.
And that's where the magic lies. You know, we are unique and we bring different flavors.
I agree.
Situation. We're not the same. So, yeah, it's again, comes to self-worth again. Why are we comparing ourselves? Because it doesn't actually make one feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually doubt ourselves. That brings us down, self-doubt, questions, when actually I'm doing my best.
Mm-hmm.
What's the way forward? I know this space.
Mm.
What can I learn from this? And what can I learn from myself? Why am I comparing myself? You know?
Yeah. Those are the powerful questions. And of course, Claudia, I think, you know, having this conversation with you, throwing back the questions for people to kind of started to think of, oh yeah, because, you know, you have given so many powerful questions as we are having this conversation. And I'm super sure that many of watching or listening right now, super keen, because one of the things that I always say, do not be afraid to reach out to someone that you feel can help you, because asking for help, yes, it takes a lot of courage, but this is one of many best gifts that you could ever give to yourself, as if you want to grow, or as you want to transform, or as you want to awaken your inner power. So, Claudia, for those people who feel like they resonated with you in this conversation, where they can reach you?
Okay, so Cindy Marie, I've got a website, mm-hmm. www.nourishways.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, the handle at Claudia Nourish Ways.
Nice.
And I'm on LinkedIn, Claudia Pashivalo.
Pashivalo?
Yeah. Yes, so people can email me also, Claudia@nourishways.com, for any information or details or queries.
Awesome, awesome. And do not worry, everyone. I'm going to add that in blog, in the podcast, and YouTube channel as well. So everyone would have access where you can reach out with Claudia. But Claudia, before I let you go, so I want to ask you this question. What message would you like to leave with us right now for those people that deep inside, they know that they have the power inside of them? They want to awaken that inner power, or that power starting to, you know, boosting or increasing, the voice is increasing. And yet, what causing them to sort of stopping would be the opinion or the voices of others or environment or surroundings. What message would you like to leave with them?
That you've got nothing to lose by tuning into yourself. You've got nothing to lose to embracing who you are and loving yourself and accepting yourself no matter what. That you are trying and doing your best, and give yourself the credit. I don't think people give themselves enough credit. Working hard, trying hard, you know. I think people need to believe in who they are and trust who they are.
Awesome. That's my kind of like tagline, you know, Claudia, we speak the same language. I know, right? I mean, there's a reason why we are having this conversation, because we are in the same line. We are in the same purpose. We are on the same mission and mission and purpose. And therefore, I can completely agree with your words. And so thank you. Thank you so much, Claudia. It has been a very fantastic and very calming. Oh my God, you guys have no idea having this conversation with Claudia. But I guess while you're watching or listening, you can feel that holistic wellness energy, that it's very calming. So if it's something that resonated with you, don't hesitate to reach out with Claudia, because she's a fantastic, and oh my God, of course, the company recognized. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you so much, Claudia. I appreciate you big time, and congratulations once again. Thank you for your hard work. Not only you are uplifting, inspiring, and encouraging many women out there, but also other people who are listening or watching right now, that spark that, oh my God, this is the time. There's a power within words, and it's great to share that words to people so that we can empower more people's lives. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy Marie. Thank you for letting me share this platform with you. And just thank you for being you. You've been a wonderful host, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for watching or listening right now. Until next time, with yours truly, Cindy Marie, here to empower your life. Isn't that calming yet profound conversation with Claudia? I love the energy. I hope you feel that too. And that powerful tip from Claudia, are you ready to experiment or practice today? If so, let me know. Or any other insights from this episode, make sure to share that in the comment below. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share so that we can reach more people to empower lives, and you get notified when a new episode is out. Remember, stay optimistic. Show up today for that small step to awaken your inner power. Believe in yourself. Keep taking action. Stay on your game, because you've got what it takes to achieve your dreams and make an impact in this planet or in this world. Be unstoppable.